Prince George Cougars having one of its best seasons in franchise history, but many of the seats at the CN Center game night remain empty, and one longtime fan would like to see those seats filled. And I'm joined now by season ticket holder Lois Boone, and a good morning to you.
Good morning to you, too. A snowy one up here.
A snowy one, indeed. Hey, how have the Cougars been doing so far this year? How would you describe their season?
It's been a fantastic season. It's I did a little digging with, since I talked to you on Friday, and I was talking to Andy Beasley, and he says that they have not had as good a start to the season for 15 years. So it's been 15 years since fans have been able to cheer the success of the Cougars to the extent that they have right now. They had 12 wins at home and 3 losses at home. I mean, that was unbelievable. And they were on an 8-game winning streak. That streak stopped on Friday. They lost in Portland, but then they turned it around and they won in Portland against a crowd of 10,000 for their teddy bear toss. I mean, how great is that? I mean, it's amazing that they're doing so well. Attendance is really up from last year. It's day and night from what it was 2 years ago, but it's still not as full as what you want to see. I mean, when you consider that they can get 10,000 out down there, we should be able to get 5,000 out in Prince George with no problem at all, especially with the way these guys are playing.
So they're playing quite well, highlight reels every night. Why do you think attendance is not quite where it should be, do you think?
Well, I think that our local media, I'm glad to hear, have you call me. You know, I wrote a letter to the editor because I was absolutely heartbroken when I was looking at the paper and seeing that we'd won another game and against Portland, 2 at home, and our wins were on the third page back in the sports section, and the Citizen put on the front page the losing streak of the Spruce Kings. You know, I looked at it and I thought, what the heck? What does this team have to do to make headlines in this paper here? Why can they not be promoting our team? I think we should all be promoting us. They're our ambassadors. When they go out of town, they're Prince George Cougars, and they're our ambassadors. When they're here in town, they're our ambassadors as well. Our young guys here are going out to the schools, and they're doing a campaign right now called Read and Exceed, so to succeed. And they are doing an amazing job both on the ice and off the ice in representing Prince George, and we need to be there to represent them.
Right. The last year, I remember when they kind of rebranded, they brought new ownership, came along, and of course, we've seen a bump in fans. On one hand, you mentioned part of the blame could be the media's fault. On the flip side, could it be also just simply a promotion issue? Because when they did obviously promote the new branding last year, attendance did go up.
Well, they've been promotions. They've had all kinds of different promotions. The new management has done a wonderful job of bringing money into the Cougars. They have just recently they had a FanCom night, you know, and fans were given an opportunity to dress up as their hero and all kinds of things like that. They're doing all kinds of different things all throughout the season. They've put a lot of money into the building. They put a lot of money into the Cougars. For that particular night, the Cougars had sort of special uniforms on and everything, and they're doing what they can to promote us. But I think the fans need to come out and they need to show that they're really, really supporting this team. Now's a good time. They've got packages right now that you can go and buy and give for your Christmas gift. You don't know what to get your family, get them a package gift for the Cougars games. That's a wonderful Christmas gift. We've got coming up on Saturday is the teddy bear toss. Now, that is an amazing time, and usually that's always filled up pretty well. Let's fill every single seat there. If they can get 10,000 in Portland, surely we can fill it right up and get 5,000 here in Prince George. I don't even know if they hold 5,000, but close to that.
I'm speaking to Lois Boone, a local hockey fan who'd like to see more fans show up to the Prince George Cougars games. Now, as you mentioned last year, there was a little bit of a bump in attendance, and things are improving. Have they steadily improved, or have you seen somewhat of a dip this year compared to last?
No, there aren't. They are improving. Every year it's getting a little bit better, and it's like night and day from the way it was 2 years ago. I mean, 2 years ago you could have put a bowling ball down the middle of the concourse there and not hit anybody because it was so poorly attended. Mm. But except for me and Fred, we were always there, and the old standbys were there as well, you know, the ones that have been there through thick and thin. And, you know, one of the things that I think we should be really talking about is the performance of our local guy, Chase Watala. Mm. Chase Watala had two hat tricks in a row. I mean, that should have been front page, I think. Front page, you know, headlines there. Chase Watala, local boy, two hat tricks in a row there. And then on, he almost did three in a row, because on Friday he got two goals right in a row, and they were hoping for the third, but it didn't turn out. But still, that's pretty darn good, you know.
Yeah.
So this team is turning on its head. They've got standing on its head, rather. They have got two weeks in a row, our goalie has been the top goalie in this part of the league. They've done amazing things, and they are out there just working their hearts out. They're playing hard. Mm. They're working hard, and they're playing to win every time they go on that ice.
So you have this great on-ice product. You're seeing events happening at the CN Center, but fans still not showing up in the numbers you'd like to see. Do you think perhaps we take local sport for granted?
I don't know. I know there's people turning up for both Spruce Kings, and there's split between the Spruce Kings and the Cougars, and I'm not saying that they should go to, you know, favor the Cougars over the Spruce Kings, because they're a good team as well, and they need our support. These are young kids out there, and that's what I was saying to people even when we were losing, is that these are kids, you know, they range in age from 16 to 20, and they deserve our support even if they're losing, because they're our team. And you look at Toronto, for example. The Toronto team, Toronto Maple Leafs, have been on a losing streak for a long, long time, yet every seat in that building is filled up, and the fans never give up on them. Mm. The fans in this town have given up on the Cougars, and I think it's time they came back, because this team deserves their support.
I only have time for one more question, Lois. You know, I'm curious what you get going to a live game with kids playing that you don't get by watching the pros at a bar from your home.
Well, it's, you know, I don't watch hockey on television unless it's something like the Olympics,
right,
or the I like watching the juniors. I'm not particularly an ice hockey fan, you know, but I am a fan for our country. I'm a fan for our community here, so I like to watch those things. But when you're there and you get the enthusiasm and you hear the crowds roar when they score and when they, you know, when they almost score, you know, and you hear all that stuff and you see it firsthand, it really is amazing. Mm. And the kids love it. They do the CanCom, and the camera goes around, and the kids are dancing on the camera, and they love to see themselves on the camera. They've got wonderful things happening there, and fans are really enjoying themselves now when they turn up. So take the family, go out with the family. Don't sit at home and watch some game on television. Turn up for your old Cougars here.
Well, I'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, Lois.
Thank you for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Lois Boone, season ticket holder, asking you to come out and support the PG Cougars. And I throw this out to you. For those that don't go to the games, why not? And those that do, what do you think will bring the fans to the games? Let us know. Email us, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca. Call or listen online, 1-866-340-1932. Or you can comment on our Facebook page at Daybreak North.